This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel released another group of Palestinian prisoners early Thursday in exchange for 16 hostages freed hours earlier by the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza. A bus carrying some of the Palestinian detainees was seen arriving in the West Bank city of Ramallah before dawn. The releases came on the sixth day of a temporary truce in the Israel-Hamas war. Negotiators are working down to the wire to hammer out details for the further extension of the truce beyond the deadline of early Thursday. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned Wednesday of a dangerous spike in attacks on Jews since the October 7th massacre by Hamas in Israel, urging Americans not to allow defense of Palestinian rights to creep into anti-Semitism.
Vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels tried to reassure allies of continued support for Ukraine as Kyiv prepares for another winter of fighting. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged that some have questioned whether the U.S. and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine almost 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion.
But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
Blinken sought to reassure allies concerned that some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are reluctant to keep funding robust military aid for Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died, his consulting firm says. He was 100. Kissinger dominated foreign policy as the United States extricated itself from Vietnam and broke down barriers with China. He exerted uncommon influence on global affairs under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, earning both harsh criticism and the Nobel Peace Prize. The German-born diplomat got the U.S. out of Vietnam after bloody, costly years of delay and into China in a sudden burst of secret diplomacy. He stands among the 20th century's commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy. The COP28 climate summit gets underway in Dubai Thursday. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the meeting comes at what scientists say is a crucial moment in the fight against global warming.
Scientists expect 2023 to go down as the hottest year on record. Fearsome heat, forest fires, and flash storms have characterized a year of extreme weather around the world. Against that urgent backdrop, 70,000 delegates from 197 nations gather in Dubai. Observers call it a crucial moment.
This is the launch of what's called the global stocktake.
The leaders of the world's two biggest economies, US President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, agreed to deepen cooperation on climate change during talks in November. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Turkey's increasing focus on Central Asia may threaten Russia's regional importance, but provides rare common ground between Ankara and Washington. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Russia, hit by growing European sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine, is also looking to deepen its influence in Central Asia. The United States is also focusing on Central Asia as it seeks to thwart Moscow's bid to avoid isolation and to check rising Chinese influence. Analysts say these goals could provide common ground between Ankara and Washington. Russia sees Central Asia as part of its sphere of influence, and observers suggest Turkey's aspirations will not be welcomed by Moscow. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
NATO member Finland has closed its last remaining border crossing with Russia. The decision to close the entire 1,340-kilometer border was made by Finland's government on Tuesday over concerns Moscow is using migrants to wage hybrid warfare to destabilize the Nordic country following its entry into NATO. The last crossing point in Finland was closed Wednesday afternoon. I'm Joe Ramsey.